Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, July 25th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com with 103 days until the presidential election. And how much is going to happen between now and then? Well, look at just what's happened in the month of July. And it's going to get wild. Now, a couple things that we're really going to hone in on today. The Democrats have always been outright liars, and they've always engaged in blatant propaganda. You know this, I know this, especially in recent American politics. But what they've done now with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, it might be so obvious now that the American people are finally starting to catch up. This whole narrative that Kamala Harris was never the border czar, I mean, folks, this is just crazy. The grass was never green. The sun was never hot. The ocean was never blue. You were never at war with East Asia. You were always at war with East Asia. It's 1984 Orwellian levels. I mean, we've got the same news organizations that once said she was the border czar, their own stories, quote, Kamala Harris, the border czar, now saying she was never the border czar. We've got leftists that do news hits on TV. She was never the border czar. They write stories saying she was the border czar. We've got the actual resolution from Biden's desk saying she was the border czar. Literally says border czar. But they say, no, Kamala Harris had nothing to do with the border, even Karine Jean-Pierre. So we're going to explain all that. What was the deal last night with Joe Biden's statement? And I think we have found the ultimate evidence here that it was pre-recorded. Now, there could be an explanation, but I would say it was likely pre-taped, pre-recorded, probably took 8 or 9 takes just to get that final product. Who knows? But we have the evidence, and I want to correct the record because I'm seeing a lot of people showing the evidence that it was pre-recorded, and I want to explain exactly what was going on because it's one of those phenomenons where it's like right in front of your face and people still get it wrong. So I'm gonna correct the record on that as far as the proof is concerned. You know, this whole situation with Netanyahu and Israel and everything, it's so touchy-feely. I mean, you almost don't even want to talk about it. But there were some big developments there. And I think the left has a problem, actually. I think the left has a problem here because those protesters were mostly Democrat voters. I think we would all agree. Or traditionally Democrat voters. They definitely lean left. And so now, Biden meeting with Netanyahu today and Kamala Harris condemning the protesters, that is going to hurt them politically. That is definitely going to hurt them politically. And I mean, yeah, obviously they should be condemned. They're burning American flags and desecrating monuments. Obviously, yes. But isn't it nice? Isn't that amazing? We've had the month of July 2024, for the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing Democrats disavow political violence. Never seen before, ever. They had to disavow the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. We all know why. And now they're having to disavow their probably now former voters out in the streets, desecrating monuments and burning American flags. Ladies and gentlemen, it's July 2024. And for the first time in modern American history, you are hearing Democrats disavow political violence. That tells you how desperate they are. But that's their people out there. And now Harris has condemned them. Think they're going to be excited to go vote for Harris? I don't think so. So we got all that and more coming up.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Kamala Harris is the border czar. Kamala Harris was never the border czar. This is what they are trying to tell you. As of 2021, Kamala Harris was the border czar. Now, I'm just going to lay this all out. And again, this is about defeating Kamala Harris politically. And even though it's easy to sit here and say, hey, look, she cackles like a hyena. Hey, look, she speaks gibberish like a drunken toddler. Hey, look, she peacocks around like a inbred, you know, peacock. So, yeah, we could easily sit here and so this is what you want? This clown? This phony? By the way, now stories are getting out. It's like, I don't even know. I mean, I don't know if she drinks as much as Nancy Pelosi, but maybe that explains her strange behavior. I mean, Hillary Clinton, I don't know. But no, it's the policies and it's the politics. So we've got the resolution signed by Joe Biden that says she was the border czar. We've got the video of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris sitting at the table when he declares her the border czar. We've got all the news reports saying she's the border czar. But now, all of a sudden, 2024, it's like it never happened. And this isn't like the Mandela effect where you go watch the old Star Wars movie and it's not Luke, I am your father, it's No, I'm your father, or Curious George, did he have a tail, did he not have a tail? So it's not like you go back and you look for the evidence and it's not there and you're like, wait a second, what? I could have sworn they said she was the border czar. Where, I can't find the evidence now. All the evidence is still right there. It's just all right there, right in front of your eyes. So there's no Mandela effect where you're confused. You're like, wait a second, I thought it was the border czar, but maybe I was wrong. I can't find any evidence. Nope, all the evidence is right there. It's just total Orwellian. It's just Democrat Party lies and propaganda from their mainstream media friends to Karine Jean-Pierre. They're all saying she was never the border czar. So, okay. Why are they separating Kamala Harris from the border? Because the border's a disaster. It's one of the biggest issues heading into this election. Maybe the top issue. The border might be issue number one. But it's certainly top three. So they have to separate Kamala from the disastrous border. And that's what they're efforting. So, no, we have to make sure everybody knows she is directly connected to the open border. She is indeed the border czar. So that's why we're witnessing this propaganda. They know this is damaging to her. Look, you making fun of her laugh, making fun of her gibberish, making fun of her dancing might get some people turned off by her, might make people more endearing towards her. It's the policies. That's why they're trying to separate her from the border, right there. Now, there's plenty of other reasons why Kamala is so dangerous, I will say. In fact, I would say Kamala Harris is the most dangerous presidential candidate in the history of this country. And I don't even know if it's close, to be honest with you. I don't even know if it's close. Kamala Harris is the fatal intersection of arrogance and ignorance. Kamala Harris didn't receive a single vote. Kamala Harris is such a phony and so disconnected from the real world that there will be people starving and dying in the streets, and she will be laughing and dancing on television. That's the reality of Kamala Harris, the most dangerous presidential candidate in the history of this country, ladies and gentlemen. They're even scrubbing records where they would do report cards, and Kamala Harris was considered the most liberal, the most leftist member of the Senate as recent as 2019. They're now deleting these web pages. Oh, don't worry, we have the archives. Kamala Harris will be a communist despot. Kamala Harris will starve this country to death. She is the fatal intersection of ignorance and arrogance. She is the most dangerous presidential candidate we've ever had in this country. And that's the message. And I think it's working, actually. I think a lot of people see through this on the Democrat side. You've got the anti-Israel left that doesn't like her because she just condemned them. You got the Black Lives Matter left that condemned her because she was a cop that had thousands of black men arrested for marijuana and held them in prison so they could do work for her for the state. She looked at that as a good thing. And then you've got the party that's trying to protect democracy giving you a nominee that didn't receive a single vote. So even the left is seeing through this. But what do they do? Because I think the story here is the Democrats obviously don't want to have a primary. And I think that that's what this comes down to. I don't think the Democrats want to have a primary. I think the Democrats wanted to hold on to Joe Biden long enough to avoid a real primary and then do the switcheroo with Kamala. Now, I don't know why they want Kamala. They might not want Kamala. There's a back and forth on whether Obama is going to endorse Kamala or not. Now, maybe they want Kamala, maybe they don't. But they certainly didn't want to have a primary. And I think that's why they held on to Joe Biden for so long. And then once he had the delegates said, okay, let's put him on the stage for a debate, see how he does. When he fails catastrophically, we'll remove him. So this is a party that doesn't believe in the democratic process within its own workings and voter base. And, you know, then there's the other observation that most people are having as well. And I've got a CNN panelist talking about this. Isn't it amazing? Without the bat of an eye, without questioning a single thing, the very same people that were all in for Joe Biden just last week telling you how great Joe Biden is. He's the one that's going to beat Trump. He's the only one that can beat Trump. And they're taking this till the end no matter what. Just last week they were telling you that. And now this week, nope, now it's Kamala Harris. Exact same rhetoric, exact same stance, exact same support. By the way, all that money that they were bragging about, her fundraising, has been frozen because of a potential FEC violation filed by the Trump campaign. So even that narrative was fake. She didn't have a record fundraising, folks. They had these massive caches of political funds that they just switched the flow to Kamala Harris. So yeah, Kamala Harris had $0 for a presidential campaign because she wasn't running for president. And then when Joe dropped out, she was running for president, so all Joe's money just went to her. So there was no record 24-hour donation. That was total bullcrap. They took Joe's treasure chest, and then they just ripped Joe's name off of it and gave it to Kamala. And now the Trump campaign has filed a complaint with the FEC, and those funds are frozen. Could have been a violation. I mean, do you think the FEC is going to do anything about it? Probably not. But yet here we are. So even that was a lie. There was no record donations to Kamala Harris, folks. They lied to you about that to make it seem like she was popular and getting support. She wasn't. That was money that was for the Joe Biden campaign that Kamala Harris, yeah, she went from $0 for a presidential campaign to $100 million because she wasn't running for president. So everything is a lie coming from these people. But let's just really bury this border czar conversation, shall we? By the way, you've got the northern border is now an issue. Did you see that? U.S.-Canada illegal border crossings surge. And they're going to New York City is where they're going. They're going to Pennsylvania is where they're going. So the northern border is now wide open. Did you hear about this one? Armed robbers posing as delivery drivers raid Colorado family home, assault children. Apparently, this is a problem in Colorado. Fake delivery workers forced their way into Aurora home, robbed family. And what's being talked about is that these are Venezuelan gangs. So the Venezuelan gang members that Venezuela released from prison and then they got paid to come to the United States and cross our southern border illegally. That's what's going on. Yep. You fund the whole thing. Kamala Harris's open border. So the Venezuelan gangs were released from prison, sent to the southern border, and now they're in Colorado running gang activity, posing as delivery drivers, assaulting families, and robbing their houses. Thank you, Kamala Harris. The borders are. Orwellian. Media try to purge the record that Kamala Harris is Joe Biden's borders are. This stuff is crazy. You're witnessing Orwellian-level propaganda. That's the headline from Newsbusters. You know Ron Filipkowski, Democrat propaganda agent on social media? He's one of these individuals who's claiming she was never the border czar. I mean, here he is yesterday. Axios posted a false story that Harris was appointed as the border czar. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. She was never a border czar, says Democrat propaganda agent Ron Filipkowski. But hold on a second here, guys. Hold on a second here. Let's see. Ron Filipkowski says that Kamala Harris was never the border czar. Except that Ron Filipkowski himself has called her the borders are. Guys, I can't find the video on my list. Is it not here? Let me see. No, it's just him. Well, I know you guys have it because you printed the tweet, but I'll tell you what, we'll just come back to that because I can't find it on the list. So, okay, we'll have to come back to that. This is House Resolution March 24th, 2021, resolution, whereas on March 24th, 2021, Vice President Kamala Harris was named Border Czar in charge of leading efforts to stem migration across the United States-Mexico border. Biden himself appointed her the border czar. Now, this is the day of I think it's in clip five. If you guys B-roll clip five, this is the actual meeting that they had. No, okay. It's somewhere on here. It's somewhere on this list. Yes, yes. Yeah, go ahead and B-roll clip eight. So this is the White House meeting where Joe Biden appointed Kamala Harris as the border czar. There it is. Go ahead. You can pop up a little audio here.
And the countries that help, we're going to need help in stemming.
It's fumbling and slurring.
Movement of so many folks stemming the migration to our southern border. So this new surge we're dealing with now started with the last administration, but it's our responsibility to deal with
so
it.
So that's a blatant lie.
And to stop what's happening. And so this increase has been consequential. But the vice presidents agreed, among the multiple other things that have been meeting, and I appreciate it, agreed to lead our diplomatic effort and work with those nations to accept the returnees and enhance migration enforcement at their borders.
Okay, that's 2021.
Mexico.
That's 2021 in the White House. Even then, you can tell Biden's already shot. He's slurring his words, stuttering, stammering, can't even talk. He's got the stupid face mask on. Appointing Kamala Harris as the border czar. That's 2021. Here's the media then, and here's the media now in clip four.
Quote, unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
Mm-hmm. There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Oh, and by the way, they did have Ron in there, but let's just play Ron directly because he's got a statement yesterday saying she was never the border czar. She was never the border czar. It's fake news, said Ron Philip, Democrat propaganda Kowski. Go ahead and play Ron saying it himself. This is literally him saying it. Go ahead.
I think Joe Biden has gone there once. Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar, hasn't gone there at all.
Oh.
And so I think that communication is a big problem.
These people are outright liars. There's no other way to put it. And you know, that's what's so frustrating about American politics today. You want to debate policy. You want to debate issues. You want to debate foreign affairs. All these things. We can have a debate on all these things. We're not having a debate. They just lie to you. The Democrat media lies to you. The Democrat Party lies to you. They called her the border czar. Now she's not the border czar and never was the border czar. These are liars. They're not here to debate ideas. They're not here to debate issues. They're not here to debate policies and successes or failures. They're here to lie to you. They're here to steal elections. They're here to nominate somebody and put them in the White House that didn't get a single vote. These are tyrants. These are corrupt politicians, corrupt media members. That's what's so frustrating about this. Our ideas are better anyway. But we don't even get to sit here and show the American people that because they just lie to you. They don't even hide it. And then they try to delete her record on the government tracking website. She was ranked the most liberal, the most leftist amongst all senators on her 2019 report card, and Government Tracker has now deleted that page as of this morning. They tried to erase Kamala Harris's far-left ideology, far-left liberal policies. So here's all I'm saying. Democrat voters love to be lied to, and then they love to lie to you. I don't think there is any other conclusion that you can reach. But the American people that don't like being lied to, the American people that actually want to talk about policies and failures or successes, this is a major opportunity to show exactly what we are talking about. They lie about the border czar. I mean, look, here's Hakeem Jeffries. Same thing. Listen to Hakeem Jeffries, House Minority Leader, clip three.
She was never assigned the position of border czar. They're making that up.
These are liars, folks. So that's what I'm saying. I get people and they push back. And they're like, oh, it's the false left-right paradigm. And, you know, why do you sit here and attack the Democrats? Folks, this is like level one, okay? We got a lot of issues in this country. But, I mean, if we can't defeat these outright liars politically, if we can't win politically with our ideas and just win over the American people to at least just see, hey, look, you don't have to agree with me on everything, but can you see here the Democrats are just outright lying to you? Can you see here that the Democrats just outright steal elections? Can you see here that the nominee to be president didn't even get a single vote? Can you see here what's going on? Can you see here how they lied about Joe Biden's health and covered it up for 3 years? Can you see what's going on here? Maybe you don't agree with me, but I'm not up here lying to you every day. Do you want to be ruled by liars? So yeah, if the American people, if we can't defeat the Democrat Party and put this disgusting terrorist organization behind us politically and move on and form new parties to replace them, then yeah, we're never going to deal with the other issues that people have that are lurking behind that. But I think the American people are seeing this. I think the American people are seeing this. And I think Kamala Harris so far has been a disaster as a nominee. But what do you do now if you're the Democrats? Do you really throw your party even into more chaos? Do you really put your voters into an even more desperate state of confusion by nominating somebody else? Or do you now have to go with the inbred, drunken hyena peacock, Kamala Harris, that everybody sees that you're lying about being a border czar? Everybody sees that she didn't get a single vote to earn the nomination. Even all the money that they tried to give her, probably likely illegal as well. We got more on this. Marjorie Taylor Greene calling her out on Capitol Hill. And then what are they trying to do to save her? They have her going to a record store and buying black artists' vinyls. Oh, yeah. That'll work. I'm sure she's such a connoisseur of classical black musicians. Oh, yes.
Explain how the central bank digital currency, ESG-controlled corporate governance, controlling what you can do and spend, corporations, governments, private individuals, how they use that as the next bubble with the unified ledger. This is key because their bridge to get out of this bubble is the next level of total control to take a giant slice of everybody's life, but not call it a bail-in, just call it a social credit score.
Yeah. So let me, if I may, put this into the context of you and what you've gone through in this bankruptcy that you've had to go through and everything happening with InfoWars. You know, they didn't like what you had to say, so they froze you from your bank account. You couldn't access your money, right? So that took a legal process to get to that point. This is that exact same scenario, them separating you from your money, but without a legal process. They can just do it because they don't like you, because they don't like your ideology.
Now, slow down. That's just key, Dr. Elliott. This is a central bank ledger. Just sounds like a turn people. No, everyone is in bankruptcy, private companies, corporations, the general public. That's why they say, hello, nothing like it. And then they unify it and take what they want. Your mortgage, everything is unified.
Everything. See, every asset that you have that's in this digital form, whether it's a bank account, checking account, savings account, money market, stock, bond, mutual fund, brokerage account, all of that stuff, and anything with a title like your house, right? You can be put into this unified ledger. Now, the World Economic Forum has explained this really well in the sense of this is digital money. It's programmable money, meaning they tokenize or they put all of your assets into a packet, and that packet is now can be sold, right? This is like a derivative. You can flip off the ownership with a flip of a button saying, okay, Alex, you no longer own all of this stuff that you thought you had. We're flipping the switch and we're going to give it to person B or person C or to the government, right? They can do whatever they want. This is what programmable money and a unified ledger is. And to make it really dangerous is that it's based on your digital social profile and your social credit score. Now, we're not talking about a dystopian future, right? We saw this happen with the truckers in Canada.
The British Prime Minister said, if you don't accept military service, we'll just turn your bank account off. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these things seem to be a stretch in people's minds, right? It's like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. This is way down the road. We've seen it, bank accounts.
Well, that's right. You're not covering things that are coming. This is all being rolled out now. They have gas station chains all over Europe, the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got to swipe a card to get in the building. You got to swipe a card to buy gas just to prove you're even able to buy it. I mean, it's coming in.
We're not just talking about freedom here, right? Financial freedom, getting out of harm's way of these digital assets. We're also doing something that we get the best of both worlds, asset protection and growth. And that's what makes it such an amazing
Nothing's performed as good as silver. And I haven't had a silver or gold sponsor because so many of them sell numismatics, rip people off. You are the number one bullion dealer in America right now because you've got the best deals. Look at that 12-year graph, folks. This is a no-brainer to protect your assets and probably have growth. We can't guarantee anything, but my God, you're crazy if you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah, and then there's the DEI press secretary telling you that the DEI vice president is the future of the party here. And so the future looks kind of dim for the Democrats here, but this is no shocker either. Kamala Harris, she's the original Hawk Tua girl. That's the way she got where she is. And the party's going downhill if it's in her hands.
That was tough. That was harsh.
Oh, that was a little too harsh, was it? True, right? Yeah. Well, maybe that's not the way we defeat her, but it is good for a laugh. Now, it's obvious what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to get out the female vote with Kamala and say, oh, first female president. She'll hammer abortion rights, and then they'll obviously try to get the black vote out, making you think that she's an African-American when she's just simply not. She's not an African-American. Neither of her parents are from America, and neither of them are from Africa either. So we'll see if Black America wants this stolen valor culture warrior to be the first Black president. We'll see if the women of America want this phony Hawk Tua to be the first female president. Let's just see. But this is what they're doing. They're having her going into record stores saying, oh, look, I love all these classical black musicians. Look, I got some vinyls of some black folks. This is desperation here in clip two.
to get. So, okay, so I don't, do you know music? Okay, so first of all, Charlie Mingus, really one of the greatest jazz performers ever. One of my favorite albums of all time. Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves Sunshine. You know this one? So good. It's a classic.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right? And this is a beautiful one. It's Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm sure she was such a huge fan. I'm sure she listened to those growing up. I'm sure she could tell you every track. I'm sure she could. This woman is a known liar. She just lies on command. Remember when she was on the Morning Breakfast podcast and she said that she used to listen to Snoop Dogg and Tupac while smoking weed in college? Problem was, Snoop Dogg and Tupac, neither one of them had a record out. Neither one of them had made any music by the time she was in college. So she just completely made that up. But I'm sure she's listening to these classic black jazz artists, guys. I'm sure she's a big fan. Clearly. She's really convinced me, you know? She's convinced me. That's what they're doing to try to get the black vote. I mean, can you believe? You should be offended, quite frankly. I'd be offended if I was black and that's what she was trying to do. But that's all they got. That's all they got at this point. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene blasting the border czar in front of Congress today, clip 5.
Since being appointed by border czar by President Joe Biden, Kamala Harris has undoubtedly been a complete failure in her job and has destroyed our country by releasing a record-setting levels of criminals, rapists, and terrorists into our communities. Despite the attempts of the fake news media to whitewash her appointment as border czar, as Axios correctly reported, and they're now lying and say they never did, she was in fact labeled a border czar by nearly every major news outlet across the country. Border czar Kamala Harris said, "Do not come," yet proudly welcomed 11.5 million illegals from over 160 countries, including over 2 million known gotaways who completely evaded U.S. authorities. She stood by and allowed these people to come in and idly watched our children and women being raped by illegal alien criminals. She's not just allowing them to come. The policies of the administration allow the CBP One app to import over 400,000 illegals into American communities. Under her watch as border czar, this has happened. She can fake it for the photo ops, but we know that Kamala Harris wholeheartedly supports the chaos at our border, the chaos in our streets, and the chaos in the families who have been victims of her open border policies. Border Czar Harris outlandishly compared ICE to agent to KKK and radically called for the ICE to be abolished. She also posted the Minnesota Freedom Fund to bail out violent Black Lives Matter terrorists who burned down cities, looted stores, destroyed communities, and caused over $2 billion in damage to American communities all over America. Kamala Harris is not only the border czar, she is also the czar of chaos. And her policies have destroyed America.
The border czar. Record number of illegal crossings under Kamala Harris's watch. Record number of illegal aliens getting on welfare paid for by you, taking over your schools, your cities under her watch. That's the border czar. But she was supposed to stop it. No, the truth is Kamala Harris is an empty suit and an empty skull. Whatever she says she's going to do, she's not going to do anything. But if you think Biden's policies are bad, Kamala Harris is either equal to Biden policy-wise or much further to the left. Much further to the left. And just be prepared for this, because this is going to be the response. Oh, well, she wasn't the border czar. She wasn't the border czar. She was in charge of the diplomatic relations. In fact, I think even Karine Jean-Pierre might have said that today. I think she might have said that today in clip 18. Let's Let's go to clip 18. Karine Jean-Pierre trying to lie to the American people about the border czar, Kamala Harris, clip 18.
The first one says Vice President Harris was never appointed border czar. There's never been such a position. It doesn't exist. Why are Democrats so sensitive about the vice president and the border?
Why are Republicans so sensitive about actually not owning up to them getting in the way of a border deal?
Oh, pause that. I'm sorry. I can't let that one slide. Republicans getting in the way of a border deal. That's like, I mean, folks, it's like if you go to a food bank, let's say, and you need to get some canned food for your family, and you go to the food bank, you're like, hey, can I, you know, get some canned food goods? They say, okay, we'll get you some canned food goods. We just need your kidney. You say, what? Yeah, we just need to put you on the operating table. We're going to cut you open and take a kidney. You say, well, okay, well, I don't want to give you my kidney. I just want the canned foods. Gee, why are you getting in the way? You're causing yourself not to get the canned foods, not me. See what you've done here now? You can't get any canned foods because you won't give us our kidney. That's the negotiation the Democrats are engaged in. We want money for Ukraine. We want all this other money, or we're not going to secure the border. And then the bill doesn't even secure the border. So it's just a blatant lie from Karine Jean-Pierre. Go ahead.
Up to that. Why won't they own up to the last president told them not to move forward? It was a bipartisan deal on just right there, available to them, and they voted twice against it. Twice against it. Why are they so sensitive to moving forward and actually dealing with an issue that majority of Americans care about, is dealing with what's going on at the border?
Do you think that the border would be less of a talking point now if there was less migration to the border, say, if somebody had addressed root causes of migration sooner?
Wait, hold on a second. Did you not hear the beginning of my... I know there were a lot of toppers, but one of the toppers, I talked about what we're seeing at the border.
Did you just call Kamala Harris a topper?
It's down by 55%. Not because of Republicans in Congress and what they did. It's because of what this president and this vice president did. He moved forward and took actions to deal with what's going on at the border. Republicans continue to block getting resources to the Border Patrol agents.
More from Karine Jean-Pierre. But again, folks, like, it's just the Democrats are using the open border and the illegal surge of illegal aliens as a political negotiating tactic. That's all they're doing. They're letting them in. I mean, of course, they want them all in here anyway, and they want them to vote Democrat. But then they're saying, okay, maybe we'll secure the border, but you got to give us all this other stuff. You got to give us an arm and a leg. And the Republicans are like, well, we're not going to give you an arm and a leg. Can you please shut down the border? And they're like, why won't you shut down the border and give us your arm and a leg? And then the bill doesn't even shut down the border. I mean, again, these people are such liars. Why are we dealing with this?
Good evening, America. I thought we'd take some time out of our daily lives and sit down for a nice little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect now even calls are being placed from the White House to members of Big Tech. I can almost hear George Takei and Stephen King tweeting furiously on their phones. And very soon, federal agents will be on their way. Why? Because words lead us to the truth, and the truth is, there is something very wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object, until now you have had sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. Oh, I know why you did it. You were afraid of the Orange Man. Who wouldn't be? Mean tweets, funny jokes, and fights with Rosie O'Donnell. Fear got the better of you, and in your panic you turned to Joseph Robinette Biden. He promised you war. He promised to forgive your student debts and make reparations for slavery. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. So if you have seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see as I see, if you feel as I feel, if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me at the ballot box. And together, we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock. The amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses. Back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has returned. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, here's Ducey, Green, Jean-Pierre, round two with the open border question in clip 20.
My partner, though, she's been in charge of root causes of migration for years. She has never spoken to the Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens or the Border Patrol Chief before him, Raul Ortiz. What should that tell us about her leadership style?
She was supposed to be doing root causes, dealing with diplomacy. Diplomacy. Wait, diplomacy. That's what her job was supposed to be. Diplomatic. That's the job. And I understand that you're asking these questions, but we should also look at congressional Republicans who got in the way.
There it is again. So this is going to be their obfuscation is, oh, she was in charge of diplomacy. She was in charge of root causes. Okay. Okay. What has she done with that? What has Kamala Harris done at a diplomatic level? What has Kamala Harris done to address the root causes? What has she done then? Fine. You're going to lie and say she wasn't the border czar. She wasn't in charge of the border, even though Biden said she was. And all the media said she was. And that was her job. Fine. Okay. Play that game. Oh, she was in charge of diplomatic relations and she was in charge of root causes. Okay. So what has she done on that? Still nothing. Still nothing. So that doesn't even work here. So, oh, no, she wasn't the border czar. She wasn't in charge of the actual border. She was in charge of diplomacy with the root causes. Okay, and so, and she did what as that role? She did what? Took a couple vacations. Numbers only went up. What did she discover were the root causes? So it doesn't even work. So it's a nice excuse. It's a nice deflection. It's a nice straw man, but it doesn't hold up. Oh, she's not the border czar, just in charge of the root causes and the diplomatic relations. And she did what with that? Nothing. So no, that's not acceptable. What are the root causes of illegal immigration? Oh, I don't know, communism? Might be one of the problems. Socialism, communism, they want to come here to a free country. What are the root causes of illegal migration? Oh, I know. The open border. There it is. We have an open border. That's the root cause. Yeah. What are the root causes of the illegal border crossings? Oh, I know. The welfare state. They get free stuff when they come here. What do you think would happen at a bar on 6th Street in Austin, Texas, if they started giving out free beer and they weren't doing a head count? What do you think would happen, guys? You think that bar might get a little busy? You think that bar might get packed? You think people might rush or surge to that bar to get a free drink? Is that a little too trivial? It's the same difference. The door is open and there's free stuff on the other side of it. Oh, but gee, Kamala Harris was supposed to address the root causes. Did she close the door? Did she stop the free handouts? Did she go to these countries where they're all coming from and condemn socialist policies? No, no, and no. So, I mean, if you want to be frustrated about this, not only does the United States of America take in now 2 million illegal immigrants a year, illegal border crossers, illegal aliens, not only do we take in 2 million a year under Kamala Harris's watch, we also give them free stuff. And we send humanitarian aid to all the countries that send them here. So you're getting triple screwed. You're getting triple screwed. You have no border, you pay for the illegal crossers, and you send the countries where they come humanitarian aid. Because we have fools that run our country. Because we have liars and corrupt politicians that run our country. This should never be happening. None of that should be happening. And yet here we are. And yet here we are. Kamala Harris, her leftist ideology is dangerous. Perhaps the most dangerous. And this is the big lie that the left falls for. And really, it comes down to this. And I hark on this every day, but it's just true, and this is the realization and why it's so dangerous when Democrats and leftists get in charge. Politically, they have the lowest IQ of any group. You can look at all, there's all kinds of different political groups. There's libertarians, there's conservatives, there's Republicans. Leftists and Democrats have the lowest political IQ. And this is the proof. Listen to the Kamala Harris ideology. Try to make sense of it, but we'll make sense of it if you can't. Listen to this in clip 12.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place. And since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more. Equitable distribution. Giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Out? Equality suggests often everybody should get the same thing. Well, that often assumes everybody started out in the same place, as opposed to equity, which is everyone should end up in the same place. And if you then understand not everybody started out in the same place, you understand some people need more. So we all end up in the same place. Right? We are proud of the fact that equity is one of our guiding principles. Proud of the fact that we understand equality is important, but not everybody starts out on the same base. We see that people in our country are having an experience that is not equal. So when we talk about the work we are doing here together, it is recognizing that and being guided by this principle of what we must do in the spirit and in the interest of equity. To put equity firmly at the center
of our economic policy.
But no, if you look at the reality of who will benefit from certain policies, when you take into account that they're not starting at the same place and they're not starting on equal footing, it will directly benefit Black children, Black families, Black homeowners.
Now, this is outright class warfare, is what it really is. It's outright class warfare. And then from a policy agenda, it's outright socialism. But let's get to the soul and the heart of this ideology that she's professing here. If I come to this studio and I work 20 hours a day, should the guy that works 2 hours a day get the same amount of money as I? Of course not. Let's say there's a family. And let's say that the parents work hard their entire life to have a nice living and something they want to leave for their children. Well, let's say there's another family. The parents didn't work really hard and left nothing to their children. So should the parents of the family that didn't work hard be allowed to steal from the parents that did work hard to leave something to their children? No, of course not. Of course not. No matter how hard I try, no matter how hard I try, no matter how much I practice, no matter how much time I put in, I will never be a Major League Baseball player. So should I get a Major League Baseball contract? The government cannot, would not, and will not ever make every citizen rich. But the government can and will, under a socialist policy, make every citizen poor. That's why this is the most dangerous presidential candidate in the history of this country, ladies and gentlemen. She's farther left than Obama. She's farther left than Biden. She's off the map. She's an outright socialist. She didn't receive a single vote. This is what creates communist despots. This is the most dangerous political candidate for president in the history of this country, ladies and gentlemen. It's Kamala Harris. It's a serious problem.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.